Okay, so today's Mishnah is in Olos. We're up to the last of Mishnayos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. All right, so we finished now. We had two sets. One set was what would be the din if you have an aruba where you have tefach al tefach, so it's a tefach square. We started off with a one-story building. We went up to a two-story building and the interrelationship of gud achit and gud hasik if you put something over the openings. And then we had another set of Mishnayos that spoke about the same two things, but there we had less than a tefach. Now let's go back to the first case, where we have an opening that is a tefach ala tefach, and there's only one simple room, and it's got a hole in the roof. And what we want to talk about now is what would be the din if we have something that is on the floor. Wow. It's on the floor underneath the opening, but it's a kli, and it's a kli that's not makabel tumah from outside. So it's a kli cheres, right? And it's right there, a pot that is underneath the hole in the roof. Who cares? We'll soon see. Arubashi betocha bayit ukideira netuna tachtea. Now you've got this pot made out of cheres. It's on the ground, and it's right under the opening. And it is the size that, if it were to be physically lifted up, im ta'ale, suppose you would lift it and push it up towards the opening in the roof. It would pass right through that opening, and it would not touch the side of the opening. So it's slightly smaller than the opening, and it's placed in such a way that it would have passed through the opening. The first part, by the way, that we're about to learn, it really doesn't matter whether it's slightly bigger than the opening. That's not the point, but it will be later on. So we set up the case. So then the din is like this. If there is a tumah that is anywhere, I don't care if it's inside the pot or if it's under the pot or if it's on top of the pot, remember, tumah goes straight up and down. So the tumah bokat v'ola and bokat v'yoredet, and because of that, it will also be metame the pot, because even though a kli cheres is only metame from its avir, but remember, we learned that the halacha is that even if the tumah is under it, as long as it can't be chotzeitz, the tumah will go straight through it and hit the airspace. And since there's no ohel over here to prevent it, so then if that's the case, the tumah will also be metame the pot and anything that's in the pot. So then everything will be tame, including the pot. But it will not, in this case, be metame the things in the house, obviously, because it's directly under the hole. And we said whenever the kezias of tumah is under the hole and doesn't extend under the roof, so then everything in the house is tahor because the area above it is not part of the ohel of the ceiling. Now, in a case where the kedera is a tefach above the ground, so then, remember, it creates a spreading area that's underneath it. And that would mean that we have now an ohel which is under the pot, and we have an ohel which is under the roof, and they're right next to each other. So, but remember, the tumah is now in the area that's under the hole, not in the area that's under the roof. So what's it doing over there? Ha'itagavoa min ha'aretz tefach. So then, if the tumah is either underneath the pot or the tumah is inside of the house, meaning it's under the ceiling, so then tachteha vehabayit tameh. So since these two areas are considered to be an ohel that are open from one to the other, because of that, they are going to spread from the place under the pot, which is also an ohel to be mevias atumah, to the area under the ceiling, or from the area under the ceiling into the area of the pot. Now, this is problematic. Why? It's problematic because there is a piece of information that we are missing that we're not going to get to until we reach the 11th perek. And that is that there is a din that even though we don't look at lavud, remember, we saw that many times, there's no din of lavud, and there is no din even of a tefach. So in other words, if you have less than a tefach, even less, forget about three tefachim, if you have a hole that's less than a tefach, you do not consider that hole to be sealed up. So there doesn't seem to be any din of integrating two spaces at all. Either they overlap or they don't overlap. And yet over here we said that this pot is able to pass through the hole if you lifted it up, which means that there's obviously, I mean, at least, you know, I don't know, a millimeter. I mean, there's something that allows it to pass through the hole. So then if you had tuma under the pot, how did the tuma get from under the pot into the area under the roof if it's not really sticking into the area, which is under the ceiling, right? So why would everything be tummy? So it turns out, we're going to discover later, that there is a shiur, which is called kechut hamishkolet. So a kechut hamishkolet turns out to be a plumb line. And a plumb line is the shiur where we consider something that even though it has that amount of space, so that's a millimeter of space between it and the side, it's still considered to be against that space. And because of that, if there is something under the roof of the house, under the ceiling of the house, which is a kizayis min ames, it will be metame things underneath the oihel, which is formed by the kidera. And the same thing would be true in the other direction. So if it's in the house or if it's under it, both areas become tame. But things that are inside of that kidera and things that are above this kidera, since it's a tefach above the ground, so then we take a look at the pot and we consider it to be good asik. So what we do is we take it, we put it up against the opening in the ceiling and in the roof. And therefore, what happens? Well, if it were actually attached to the roof, what would be the din? It would be chaitzitz b'fnei hatuma, correct? It's chaitzitz b'fnei hatuma. As if, and this is a brand new din, it's one thing to say it covers the area, but to say that good asik makes something actually part of the roof, to give it a din of a kli that is an extension of a roof, is a fantastic chiddush. And therefore, it tells us that this is considered to be a kli on a roof, and it's chaitzitz b'fnei hatuma, and therefore the tuma cannot get into the pot from underneath it, and it can't be metame anything above the pot, which is amazing. Now, if you have the kezayit min hamet inside this kedera, or above the kedera, so then the halacha is that the inside of his betocha o al gaba, then everything becomes tame. Because since the actual kedera itself becomes tame here, it can no longer be chaitzis b'fnei hatuma. Because remember, a kli which is actually tame is never chaitzis b'fnei hatuma, even where it's actually placed inside the space between the ceiling and the aliyah, right? We've had all these cases before. So therefore, it loses the advantage that it had before. It's not chaitzis b'fnei hatuma. All it can do is spread the tuma. So therefore, the tuma is going to go through the bottom of the pot. And it's going to penetrate the ohel, which is because the pot is raised and tefach above. And an ohel is spreads tuma, even in a kli that's tame, but just not chotzeitz. And from there, because it doesn't have the chuta mishkolet, it spreads into the ohel under the ceiling. Everything in the house becomes tame. Fantastic chidushim today in this Mishnah. Amazing. So we've learned the din of chuta mishkolet. We have learned the din where good asik can actually turn something into a chelik of a binyan. All right, gentlemen, that gives us another Mishnah and a happy day for Tmeim b'yad tahorin, Rishaim b'yad tzadikim, and Zedim b'yad oskei toratecha. So we've got at least two of them. We can hope for the rest too. Kol tov, everybody. Have a wonderful Hanukkah.